And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. Hope you guys are doing great out there. And joining us in studio, as they do every Monday and Friday, we have Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. Gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing?
Kyle, it's a great day. Beautiful, beautiful day out there. And I have a song, a verse of a song, that I want you just to close your eyes and imagine what this writer is saying. The words are, could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stock on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. That's one of the I love the word picture that presents. And I want to just encourage our listeners to know that God loves you and God is love. Thank you, Kyle.
And now that's a good one to start with. I like you said, I kind of like the picture that paints. That's a very, very nice, good way to start this morning. And, of course, we're going to go ahead and send it over here to Charles. And, Charles, we're getting close to that Medicare deadline, and that's what you guys are going to talk about today, correct?
Good morning, Kyle. Yes, I feel like the deadline is definitely approaching. The door is closing, and the opportunity to save some money is closing as well. And Dad, we've had an experience with several this week that we were thinking about and reviewing. And
right,
had a guy come in yesterday. He's been on the MSA plan that we've talked about.
The medical savings account. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he and his wife were both on it, and she's had some complications this year, some air flights.
A helicopter flight and then a jet flight.
Right.
I mean, unreal, all in the same day. As soon as she got to one place by helicopter, they put her on a jet for another flight.
Yeah. Over $600,000 in bills, and he could not have been happier with his plan.
Right, he was so happy. It was so great to see how happy he was and how thankful he was.
Right, and how good the plan worked for him.
Right,
and he's like, well, I'm an example. If people have questions about this plan, you know, I can vouch that it's really does what it's supposed to do. And he had come off of a Medicare supplement to go to this plan. And so that was encouraging.
So, Charlie, just for a second, review how the medical savings account works, just so people know.
So this is a Medicare Advantage plan at its base, but it's not like the plans you see on TV. As a matter of fact, I've never seen this advertised on TV or in any way like that. But it's made up of two parts. First of all, it's zero premium, so it doesn't cost anything to be on the plan. And on January the 1st, they deposit $2,000 in a bank account in your name. And this is your money. If something were to happen to you and you pass away, that money would go to your beneficiaries. And then the next January the 1st, they're going to make another deposit, regardless of how much is in there. So we have people now that have over $6,000 in their medical savings account. They've gotten deposits every year, and they've used it either very little or not much at all. And the second feature of this plan is it has a deductible. And so the deposit is $2,000 and the deductible is $5,000. So people hear a $5,000 deductible and they say, oh, wow, that's quite a bit. Well, the thing is, the first $2,000 is in your pocket.
Right.
You have that in your pocket. That's your money.
Right.
And so the bills that you might get are paid for out of that. And the maximum that you would have to come up with on your own is $3,000.
Right. The difference between the $5,000 deductible and the two that they give you, that's your risk.
That's true.
Now, so that's $3,000. So what if they're paying $200 for a Medicare supplement? That's $2,400 a year, right?
That's true. That's true. And we find many people that are paying $250 or so a month for their Medicare supplement, that's $3,000 that they're laying on the table every single
whether
year.
They're sick or not.
Right.
Whether they're sick or not.
Right. Many people just have an annual doctor visit, annual checkup, and they're paying that $3,000 regardless.
Right.
So our philosophy is, and what the guy did that we talked to yesterday is he had set up a little medical account for he and his wife, and he had deposited $200 each for both of them into that medical account.
Every month?
Every month.
Uh-huh.
Because he didn't know when he started out this plan, because he'd been paying Medicare supplement before. And so he decided just to go ahead and put $200 a month in a side account. Even though he had the $2,000, he was just being careful. And
makes sense, really.
It does. It does. But here's the deal. In year two, we have a lot of people that's come in and they say, I still have $1,800 or $2,000 or whatever the amount is. And January the 1st, they're going to get another deposit of $2,000. So if they have $4,000, their deductible is $5,000. What's the risk?
$1,000. That's $80 a month, $83 or $4 a month.
That's right.
That's crazy.
That's right.
And if they don't, if they're fortunate and they only spend $300 or $400, they're going to come out next year with you know, another $2,000 or whatever the deposit is. And I mean, that's a no-brainer.
So in the meantime, no money is going out of your account to maintain this. There's no premium on it.
Right.
And so people might wonder, you know, this sounds too good to be true. Excuse me. Well, Medicare sounds too good to be true, if you think about it. Medicare pays 80% and you pay 20%, or your supplement pays 20%. And there's no cap on that 20%. But having 80% of your bills paid, isn't that almost too good to be true?
Right. Right.
So that's the 80-20 model. That's what I call it, the 80-20 model that people are used to. This MSA plan is what's called the deductible model.
Uh-huh.
So the MSA plan itself does not pay a dime other than the $2,000 until your bills reach $5,000.
Right.
And so people need to understand that they are taking care of everything up to $5,000, which is adds up to be $3,000 that they're going to be responsible for maximum. But after that, there are no bills whatsoever.
And you know, Charlie, I take my own medicine, you know, because I'm on this plan too.
Right.
That's the plan I'm on. So we're not recommending something that I don't use myself.
Right.
And I used it this year for the first time, and I'm staying on it for next year. And so we preach, we buy what we sell. I mean, we preach, we live what we preach.
Right, right. You know, another thing that I need to mention is we had a man come in as one of our listeners. He mentioned that he listens to us on the radio.
That's awesome.
And we've had that happen multiple times this year. It's been really cool to be able to connect with people that we didn't know otherwise, but just through hearing us on the radio. And he was paying, he's, you know, in his low 60s, mid 60s.
He's in his mid 60s?
And paying over $300 a month for his drug plan and a supplement.
Wow. 300?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so,
and that's only the, that's only to cover the 20% part. That's like crazy, isn't it?
Well, part of it's for the drug plan.
Yeah.
And let me go back. It's that was the wrong number. It's closer to like 250.
Okay. Okay.
So by the time we got it done and got quotes ran and everything figured out, it was below, it was like 137.
137 compared to 250?
Right.
And how did the coverage compare, Charles?
It was identical. It was actually better. Better coverage on the drug part and identical coverage on the Medicare supplement.
Wow. Wow.
So that's a great feeling to put $100 plus into somebody's budget that they can use for, you know, rising prices.
Christmas.
That are Christmas. Everything's... You know, there's a place for those dollars to go to.
Right.
And here's the thing. We get paid when somebody sends money to an insurance company.
Right.
You know, we get a commission.
Right. And the lower the amount that we get, that we send into the company, the lower our commission, right?
Right.
So we're not trying to feather our nest by spending a lot of money for you.
Right.
Now, how do we get paid on those zero plans, though, Charlie?
We get paid a commission from the company for those as well.
Yeah, okay.
But we could explain that. So our greatest desire is to help people and to for people to feel good about their coverage and
minimize their risk, minimize their cost, help them to sleep well at night.
That's right.
And they can come see us a week from now or 2 weeks from now or 10 weeks from now if they have a problem.
That's
right. And Charlie, this is part one in the books for today.
All right, guys. And don't forget, you can text these guys at 620-332-6878. That's 620-332-6878. If you have any questions for them, let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll have part two of our program. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. And welcome back to Ask the Experts with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. Gentlemen, welcome back. And what will we be discussing here in part two?
Thank you, Kyle. You know, I've been thinking about lately, Dad, the danger of being lulled to sleep. We're both having throat problems.
Yeah.
The danger of being lulled to sleep. And
that's really dangerous when you're driving, Charlie.
That's true.
When you're driving.
When you're driving through life. And there's some things that you can just sort of put on cruise control. And unfortunately, a lot of these drug plans have a premium that you pay every month. And I know of drug plans that are going up to from $26 a month to $66 a month.
That's crazy.
$26 to $66. And for a lot of those people, their drugs cost them basically nothing at the pharmacy. But they're going to be paying nearly $600.
Over $600.
A year more in premiums.
Oh yeah.
Just to have that plan.
Uh-huh.
And it's unfortunate that seniors have to be so aware of what's of things like this, but it's just the truth. And so there's dangers of just putting these plans on cruise control and doing nothing about them.
Right.
And just letting them ride.
Right.
The company knows that people do that. And
right.
For the people that are asleep, they will hike those prices and make sure that you're paying a higher premium unnecessarily.
Sometimes they'll lower the price, but then they'll raise the price on the drugs.
That's
so
true.
You get a notice and you say, man, it's going to be $5 less this year. That's great. But when you go to the pharmacy in January, you've been maybe paying almost nothing before, and I'd seen this plan yesterday, they're going to be paying a lot more at the pharmacy. And it's like, hello.
Yeah.
It's hello.
You can be lulled to sleep both ways, by lower premiums or not paying attention to the premiums and being on higher premiums. And so I want to encourage people. Time is slipping away. Time is slipping away. But there's still time for you to review your plan, to get on a better plan for 2022 and make sure that you're in a better place.
Right. One drug plan I reviewed yesterday was going to save the client $2,000 a year by simply going to another drug plan. $2,000 a year in drug costs, savings. It's incredible.
That's amazing.
It's incredible.
You know, there's a second way that people are lulled to sleep.
Really? Besides driving and besides their drug plan?
We can be lulled to sleep by the stock market.
The stock market.
By putting our financial plan on cruise control, just saying, don't worry about it. It's doing great. It's been going up. I've been making money.
We forget about the 01s and the 08s when everything crashed. We forget.
Right.
And we're older now than what we were then. And so we're needing that money to be available for us because we're approaching retirement or in retirement. And here we are, we're playing the casino with our money.
Yeah. And it's if you're not careful, your broker will let you just keep riding with high risk. I don't know how many times I've seen people well into retirement and their broker has them at high risk. And I'm like, all of their money's in the market and they're at a stage of life where they need this money to be more secure and be more available for them. But it's at risk.
Right.
And by being lulled to sleep, you can go over a waterfall.
Right.
That's coming right down the road. We don't know what the future holds, but you know, what goes up must come down.
Well, we know what history has done for years. Like you said, what goes up must come down, and the gains that people have in the market right now, the only way to secure those gains is by going to the cage at the casino and cashing out and leave. Get that off the table and put it in a safe spot where it can't go down anymore.
Correct.
And where we can get a reasonable rate of return on it.
Until those gains are realized, it's just a number.
Right.
It's just a statement that says, here's where you're at right now. But until you make it real, until you realize it, it's simply riding up and down.
Right.
And
exactly.
And so it's very important for people to mind their business, mind their drug plan. Look at it. What's it going to do? Is it going up? Is it going down? That doesn't matter. What's the reality for you for the coming year? What are you going to be paying either at the counter or through the premiums?
Right.
And then on the stock market, on your money, just because it's up, that doesn't mean everything is well.
That's right. That's right.
It's not well if it's about to go down and your money's about to go down. It's not well.
And Charlie, we're not talking about somebody cashing out everything, and we're just talking about making some money safe that you know, if you wake up in the morning and 30% of that was gone, what would you have wished you would have done? And so we're talking about making some money safe so that you have some peace of mind knowing that when you see that ticker tape across the screen at the bottom, you know, well, my money's not there. I've got some money sitting over here that's going to be safe.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, guys. Well, before we get out of here today, how can everybody find you? How can they get a hold of you?
We're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Our phone number there is 620-331-8800, 620-331-8800. I'd encourage you to call. We still have some slots. We can review your coverage by phone, in person. In some cases, we can come to your house. We are very busy. But we also have a location here in Coffeyville at 802 West 8th, right where the Kansas Teachers Credit Union used to be. And our phone number there is 620-236-6930, 236-6930.
All right, guys. Well, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you guys again on Monday.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to start open lines. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday here in Southeast Kansas.